Oye.
Morning.
Hello, yeah. Go on.
I need to apologize and you need to forgive me in about 4 seconds.
For what? Go on.
So I spent £3,000 on surveillance on Friday
Okay. What
with
with?
Rob.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you use the Bulgarians?
I tried, but they weren't available.
Okay, fair enough.
But they're going to help us next week. But anyway, the point was, we didn't. My view was, we basically need to find this new office, right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean need to find it in terms of registered address, but we need to find it in terms of physical
Physical.
location,
Yeah.
pictures of them going in and out, so on, right?
Yeah.
Basically, we put them on. We put we had a split team had on. Schneider went in. So on Thursday night, this is confidential, by the way. The only other people that know about it are Aubrey and Linton, because I had to get them to approve the payment.
Yeah.
Effectively, I've just spoken to Rob and I said, "Can he, you and him speak, or you and Nat, him, you and Nat speak,
Yeah.
to try and identify what the she's found out and what you found out, and maybe there's some IP crossover or whatever." Anyway, I'll share the outcoming of what we found out. So my view in terms of preparing for next week for the Petmans, right? So Sausage, if we can get an affidavit from Sausage, yeah,
Yeah.
on the basis of the following, this is how I think you pitch it. I'm going to speak to you later. I've just done a mistake. And apparently I have to get approval to speak to them from Linton now, but whatever. Not a time to be picking fights with people, whatever. I'm very relaxed and very easygoing with everybody. I love the world, whatever. Linton, I'm going to eat your testicles. Anyway, whatever. The point is, I'm going to go to Yogan and say, look, the reality is, if Sausage wants a job or wants to work with us in the future, yeah, he needs to kind of help us, right? But we can't offer him a job and give him a job now, because that would be, well, it isn't, but it could be bribery, right?
Yeah.
We do need resource, we do need opportunity, right? And we can stick him on a fucking IB, right? 1500 a month, give him 3 months to sell, whatever, yeah. Or bring him in, see how he does in the office. I mean, they say he's like, well, I mean, they're always over harsh, so they say he's shit, but I think they say he's kind of average in the reality, right? But the point is, we don't really want him in the office because of the mold. That's like, it's all very well saying, he'll help us today and all this kind of shit. And I understand that people don't want to get involved, but the way I think we have to pitch it is, look, this is going to go to the High Court, however which way you look at it. You're going to be called in by the Serious Fraud Office and the Insolvency Service, yeah? There is no two ways about how this is going to work out. Yeah. You can either do that having come to us and helped us and given us affidavit and told us all the truth and gone to the High Court and told them everything, as in, like, yes, I will tell the truth. I think what's going on is wrong. Or you can be considered to be potentially complicit in what Harry's doing or has done. Yeah. It's not a threat. We're just saying that that is the factual situation of the environment. And to be honest, you haven't put yourself in it. It's just, in the same way as somebody gets blown up by a terrorist bomb, hasn't put themselves in it, but they still get hurt. Yeah. So we are not asking you under any pressure, but we're trying to say to you that this is the backdrop that you face. Yeah. We basically need, all we are asking is for the truth. We're not asking for anything but the truth. That's it. Yeah. But you are in this position, and ultimately, I think you can probably work out that if you've got friends in the future, they'll look out for you, and if you haven't, you haven't. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, Yogesh and you, we need an affidavit of him for court on Tuesday.
Enough.
Well, no, mate, this is my only conversation on the matter. I haven't spoken to anyone else about it, right? And obviously, Linton's like, I mean, he's right. Like, to be honest with you, most people just want to do their fucking job. Yeah. And I get dissociated from that because I'm tied up in this crap every fucking day. Yeah. Like with lawyers or with Petman or with fucking Daniels or with Schneider or you and me talking about evidence or whatever. Yeah. So I understand that. But the bottom line is, if Sausage tells the truth or tells what he told to Yogesh to the court, yeah, they are going to give an administration order. And if they get an administration order, Andrew Andronicou will be appointed, and he is going to tear Harry a new arsehole. And he's also probably going to look at, even if they offered 100, twice what we offered, yeah?
Yeah.
So even if we went in and said, our offer is 100 grand cash, plus Stuart will write off his debt, so now that's 300 grand, plus we have a payment plan with the HMRC, so that saves the company immediate cash flow of 120 grand, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, if they come in and offer a million, yeah?
Yeah.
There are things that they can't do. So, for example, they can't provide assurance to clients of a backup service in the event that during these investigations and difficulties the company is facing, that they have a backup service to guarantee this live feed, which is integrity, which we understand is absolutely imperative,
mm-hmm.
yeah, to provide their clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Secondly,
yeah.
We can be seen absolutely as the clean party,
mm-hmm.
whereas anybody else that's recommended by Daniels or is in some way seems to be through Daniels, it seems quite evident now that he is intent on basically breaching injunctions, undercutting the court's advice, and going behind the court's back, blah, blah, right?
Yeah.
And other things that I can't quite remember, but better arguments than I've even put forward now. Yeah. So the point is building an offer. So if I said to you, look, like, if Snyder came to you now and said, I'll give you £1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to sell me the IP for Brand Score or BTN or whatever, right? And I said to you, I'll give you £1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd take the £1 million. I get it. But that's a kind of case in point. There's other things. It's not always just about money, right?
Yeah.
But the insolvency practitioners told me this. They went, well, normally it's just about the money, yeah, because you've got to look out for creditors, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is, if you can then say, well, actually, that's fine, but we can also continue to provide income because
yeah.
we will keep the business going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can provide more money than they can.
Yeah,
and secondly,
yeah. Long-term.
We won't be diverting it to another company. We'll be leaving it in this company, yeah? And therefore, mm. that will be used to pay creditors, yeah?
Yeah.
And of course, Mr. Andrew Andronicou has, of course, enforced that he is and must always remain independent and a officer of the court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when he sent that email with that as being the final line to the barrister, saying
yeah.
we can operate and we can do this, he then rang me and said, I just wanted to explain the last paragraph to you, George. I'm not going to explain what was said in the conversation, but I think you can probably work that.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, he's not going to put his fucking career on the line, yeah? And nor should he, yeah? But the great
yeah.
and beautiful thing about this case is all he has to do, mate, is uncover the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a brown envelope, mate, with 100 grand in. Please make it go our way. No, it's all right, mate. Just do the right thing because these
yeah.
are good fucking people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and if we win, because there's no guarantee, yeah, or if the Petmans win, I like, you know, I don't know, mate. I don't like, I'm humbled by it because ultimately it sounds really fucking sycophantic, but ultimately this is good versus bad. It really
yeah, yeah.
is that simple, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like we have done the right thing. We are doing the right thing. We've done the right thing to help other people that have been in difficulties or other people have been trying to rip them off. Anyway, so that situation. I thought it was just let you know. So effectively what they found, so this is where I know from Thursday.
Yeah.
Schneider was with Leanne and another girl who we don't know, a blonde
yeah.
girl, who looks sounds like it's another lawyer they're recruiting to the Schneider fold.
Yeah.
But they didn't talk about didn't seem to be any discussion about Daniels or about company or about, you know, he didn't meet Daniel, and you would have thought they'd be there going, you know, slagging me off, for example, or
mm-hmm.
so that points more towards your
theory. Yeah.
Hypothesis that he's, you know, he's distanced himself, and if it comes back to his baby, it comes back in his line, then great. If not, it doesn't, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't think we can pull the trigger with sausage until Monday, because, and almost till Monday morning, Monday afternoon, because he's friends with Matt Sylvester.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, it can't come from me. It would have to come as if it's been like,
I guess, yeah.
Yogesh as a punishment because Orby's facing more, you know. But, I mean, it is a game changer, mate. You've got an employee. So I think there's a couple of things. Mehul can basically say, I've worked in that office for the last 4 years or whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
And he could basically say, he could say an affidavit that says, trying to do it without Stuart, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He can do an affidavit without Stuart. He can do an affidavit to say, used to be 20 people in the office, yeah?
Yeah.
On Friday, there was two.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So there was someone there.
Yeah, so what is interesting is where do we think they're squawking from? And we can say, and confirmed by third parties, these guys are squawking. Because what they're what Andrew and the Barrister and stuff are starting to say is, okay, fine, so the administrator takes over. What assets are you looking to buy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talk of the devil. Rob's ringing me now, so I'll merge him in one sec.
Okay.
Please hold. Hi, mate. So Nat's in Tokyo. She's going to ping. I'm just getting her number. I think you've already got it anyway. But if it has changed, I'll ping it to you on WhatsApp, yeah?
Okay.
But basically, she's sitting in Tokyo. It's midnight there. The idea is to have a chat about the exam question is, when you've, like, if you can actually maybe just, like, sit up in your bed. I mean, I know you're probably sitting there in your fucking boxers or Bermudas or whatever, but if you can actually just sit up. Fucking love you, mate. If you can actually just sit up in your bed and just maybe, like, sound, it doesn't matter about sounding professional, but just the exam question is,
yeah,
can we identify where Market Audio News is basically operating out of? Because the one thing we don't have to take to court on Tuesday at the moment, which would be hugely valuable, yeah, is where is their new office?
Yeah.
I'll send that to you now. Can you give her a bell? Because it's obviously getting late. But before you do that, what's your views on what I've just said?
Sausage.
Sausage, yeah.
Yeah.
You think, should I speak to Yogesh and get his vibe and feel on it first and then
come back? Yeah, see what Yogesh says about it rather than sounding like this is a have to do thing. Cause
no, I know, and that was me at the end of that when I was explaining it. I did realise I switched into I'm telling people what to do, but it's like, but the reality is that there is a need to sort of push it.
Yeah.
Like it is, do you know what I mean? But if it pushes it to the point where he goes, go fuck yourselves, and just don't tell Sylvester you're all a bunch of cunt, then that's not very cool either. But I can't see that happening, mate, because he wants a job.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a tricky one, but...
Okay, cool. So I'll come back after speaking to Yogesh. I'll ping you Nat's number now. But the exam question is there any way we can somehow work out... Well, two things. Is there any way we can prove that they are broadcasting from St. Helens Place at the moment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is there any way we can prove that
They will have a Wi-Fi network.
New location is.
So in St. Helens Place, if Mehul is there, surely they can pick up the Wi-Fi from that place.
Yeah, but how does that help you in terms of broadcasting? We can find the IP for the St. Helens Place, chat.
Yeah. Actually, Stuart might have the remember the Wi-Fi code. Nat's ringing me now, actually. I don't know. Well,
I'll leave you to it, mate. You speak to her. I'll come back to you. Okay, bye.
Okay. All right. Catch you.